eggs, yogurt, fruits, French toast.
When you look back on last season, just what was the most difficult aspect of it, besides the fact that you went 1-11? Like, what made it more trying to let it happen?
I think it was just transition for everybody, you know, not being on the same page, whether it be a new football culture or new terminology in vocab, a new scheme. So I just think everyone not being on the same page, as whether it was players and players or players and coaches.
Do you feel guys are more on the same page now as far as, like, when you've been going through spring practices, going through summer workouts? Have you noticed a difference in that?
Definitely. I think the team is light years ahead of where we were, you know, at the end of last season. And you can tell guys are on the same page. Guys are talking to each other and understanding. And we had a lot of young players last season. So for them to be able to come in and build that confidence and know that they know what they're doing and, you know that they have the ability to put up a lot of points or to stop the run or stop the pass on defense, I think has done a lot of good for our team.
What's the one thing about Coach Hazel that's, like, stands out in your mind and that you immediately think of when you think of him?
Well, I think Coach Hazel, I think of, you know, being very attentive to details. When I first got here, or when he first got here, you know, he was big on everything. Every little thing was something huge. And he shows that, you know, a few inches can take you from being the worst defense in the conference to the best defense in the conference. And just every little thing is big. And I think that's great, especially for young players coming in, becoming men, just to know that everything has its own weight.
So you get the sense that people within the program are still buying into what he said, even given everything you guys endured a year ago?
I think people are buying in more because we saw last year when we didn't pay attention to those details or we weren't on the same page or we weren't all, you know, moving as one unit, the results were horrendous. So I think that just makes us all on board more. I think really everybody's come along and they know that if we're going to do something great, we have to all do it together.
Now, what's this like as far as them realigning these divisions? And now you're no longer, I mean, I guess you are going to be playing Indiana every year still, but they're not in this division with them and you're playing with all these teams that some of which you barely play.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's exciting to play new teams and kind of get a new feel, see some new places and things of that nature. The Big Ten's always been a competitive conference, so whichever teams you play, you know, you know that you're going to have to come prepared and ready. So, I mean, I think it's exciting, especially to play as an older player, to play some teams I haven't really been able to play before.
Now, I know that the obvious goal for you guys would be to, you know, win enough games to get to a bowl and possibly even win a Big Ten title if you can get there, but in your mind, what would be a success as opposed to what you endured a year ago in terms of, like, what you guys are actually able to do on the field, off the field, when you are in practices and you are, you know, getting ready for games?
I mean, the goal every season is go to the Big Ten Championship.
About 3 or 4 minutes, we're going to need to take you to a photo shoot real quick.
Okay.
Be right back.
The goal every year is to go to a Big Ten Championship. Depending on the season you had last year, I don't think it changes. You know, last season's not going to win you any games. This season it's not going to lose you any games. So the goal is always to go to the Big Ten Championship. What other people would deem a success might be different than what I would, but if it's not a Big Ten Championship, to me, it's falling short.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.